Jim Bradley is the father of one of the victims. He says his son, a basketball player, was hit with a paddle about 7 times and came home with huge welts.
I found out through other people that it happened because he didn't want to have it made anything of, you know. He wanted it to disappear and go away and just call it the tradition of entering high school.
Bradley says the concept of initiation isn't new to him. He went through hazing himself as a student.
When I was initiated, I was, you know, eggs on my head, shaving cream, go swim in the lake or something like that, but never physically or mentally abused like these kids were.
Bradley and his son are dealing with the situation differently. Bradley's son, who he doesn't want to name, didn't participate in the district's investigation. Bradley did. He wants justice for his son.
He's had to deal with it ever since then. He's had to be scared. He's had to walk around the schools and see his friends, and he's had to hide this from his friends and family, you know, the fact that he got hit.
Superintendent Mark Miller says what happened at the end of May, shortly after school ended, is not an isolated case. The investigation found that paddling as a form of initiation has been going on for at least 10 years. Other types of initiation for much longer.
Apparently, some of these seniors were actually hazed in a similar manner when they were freshmen. So this is a pattern of recurring violence that we have seen over time. One of the things that actually came out is apparently one of the paddles was passed down from one student to another.
Hazing is considered one of the most severe violations of board policies and school rules. The district's high school discipline plan calls for a minimum penalty of 1 to 10 days of suspension. The maximum penalty is permanent expulsion. All forms of initiation by school or non-school sponsored groups are also prohibited. The 7 seniors involved in the paddling attend various high schools. 4 are athletes, but Miller says the hazing wasn't related to any particular sport. Attorney John Sedor, who was hired by the district for the investigation, went through emails and old postings on social media sites to uncover how the victims were chosen, but Miller says it's still unclear. He says the victims likely weren't surprised that they were picked.
Students generally, I believe, knew something like this was coming because it, again, it's been going on for so long that it's a pattern everybody knew.
When asked if the students were taken against their will, Miller says this.
I don't think anybody wants to be taken out to the woods and paddled, but it was a rather complex social interaction.
Miller says details of the investigation and names of the students are confidential due to student privacy issues and attorney-client privilege. He says the district is addressing the problem through disciplinary action, education, and restorative justice.
We're still exploring exactly what it looks like, but the implementation of an anti-bullying curriculum within advisory is something that we've talked about working with our counselors to make sure that the message gets through to everybody. This is not okay. This needs to stop, and everybody knows it needs to stop.
Bradley says he's glad the district is punishing the students who did the paddling and trying to change the culture of hazing. He doesn't want it to happen to next year's incoming freshmen.
And I also want to make sure that my son doesn't feel entitled to do this in 3 more years. I'm not going to allow him to turn around and do this to anybody either.
Since the paddling, Bradley says he's been thinking about it every day. Now that something's being done about it, he hopefully won't have to. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.